This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversy show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two, and I want to start with, first of all, you know, it's funny because someone just sent me a letter, Joe. And Joe says, Dear Wayne, your acronym is apt. For you are the only guy on radio or TV that recognizes we're not dealing with politics as usual. We're dealing with an all-out assault on our way of life, our people, our country, and our Constitution. In other words, war, like your name, is being waged against us on every possible front. Political, social, cultural, governmental, financial, educational, medical, legal, along with a host of outright hoaxes and frauds, all originating in a Marxist-Leninist-derived agenda applied with all the force of a highly organized Bolshevik insurrection. And that's exactly what's happening. He says, I don't think other hosts and commentators quite understand how dire the situation really is, nor how vicious the enemy really is, nor what lengths they will go to in order to succeed. Cunningham, Bongino, Levin, Hannity, and others are still in the old Republican Party mode, expecting loyalty and fair play from the Democrats, who have now turned into Marxists, thinking that the Constitution will hold and that elections will be valid, whereas you know that the 2020 election was fraudulent and the presidency was stolen, with no help, of course, from Mike Pence or the Supreme Court. And that's true. They didn't help steal it, but they sure didn't help us either. Most Republicans and conservatives simply don't see the peril in which they dwell and are unable to expose and confront the real danger. And then he goes on to say, you are the only one, therefore, to which I feel it's worthwhile to address my concerns. I fully believe the demo Marxists will attempt to steal the 2020 election. I don't see anything in place to stop them. Another convenient pandemic outbreak and a vote-by-mail policy in many key states is all they need for a Stalinist vote count. It is not who counts the votes, but who counts. It is not who votes that counts, but who counts the votes. Republicans must never accept the 2020 election results and must be ready to protest the 2022 results. And then he comes up with a beautiful Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau line that he says it represents Wayne Root. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. Henry David Thoreau. Very nice, Joe. Very nice. I like it. I am the root who's striking at the root. There's no question that all the other hosts are fantastic, and they're on my team. I'm on their side. I never say a bad word about them. I don't think it's a bad word, other than the fact they're naive. They still believe that the Constitution holds, and the Supreme Court is great, and America will be okay, and the Democrats will lose, and we'll win the midterms, and everything's going to be okay. And there are, you know, tooth fairies and pots of gold waiting at the end of the rainbow. But I'm sorry, life doesn't work like that. There's no unicorns, and there's no pots of gold waiting at the end of the rainbow. There's just us. It's up to us to fight on behalf of God and America. Or there will be no more America. I'm sorry, it just isn't as quaint and as cute and as perfectly tied together in a bow as we're going to win in November and everything's going to be okay. Just an example of the kind of scumbags we're dealing with. You know, Dr. Deborah Birx was the number two doctor in America behind Fauci. And she just put out a book where she admits in the book she's a lying fraud. A lying fraud. You know, I always say this guy's a scumbag, that guy's a scumbag. Very New York street talk from the days when I grew up. I rarely ever use the word scumbag in relation to a woman. But Deborah Birx has outed herself as a liberal lying fraud and scumbag. That's what she is. her new book just openly admits she lied about everything she had to about mass vaccines and lockdowns in order to convince Trump to do it her way. They just made stuff up as they went along. Dr. Birx admits she and Fauci made up the science on lockdowns and social distancing. And obviously even worse on vaccines. I don't know if she had a hand in vaccines, but Fauci made up anything he wanted on vaccines. They're all just making up science. That's the irony. And then when you call them on it, what do they say? Oh, I'm the science guy. You're not. I have the science behind me. It's just a lie. It's just a total lie. Like, take example where I am in Nevada. The other day, the Nevada Health Authorities, I don't even know what they call themselves, doesn't matter to me, whatever it is, the Nevada Health Authority, I don't know. You know, it's the Nevada version of the CDC. Each state has their own, you know, CDC, basically. And Nevada's Health Authority announced that, you know, almost nobody is hospitalized with COVID and almost nobody's dying anymore with COVID. But the few who are all elderly and unvaccinated. Well, folks, that's just a complete lie. Okay, the truth is almost no one's hospitalized, almost no one's dying from COVID anymore. That's truthful. Those who are all unvaccinated is a complete, utter, ridiculous lie. Remember, I've taught you on this show, the definition that they created for unvaccinated is anybody who gets the first vaccine and then the next month they count as unvaccinated. So if they die at any time in the next month, they died unvaccinated, even though they died right after getting the vaccine. In some cases, the same day as they got the vaccine. In some cases, 24 hours, and in many cases, 48 hours after getting the vaccine, people drop dead. They call them unvaccinated. So, of course, everybody dying is unvaccinated because they all just got the vaccine. And then after you get the second vaccine, I believe it's 2 weeks where you count as unvaccinated. And I don't know why they cut it in half for the second vaccine, but I'm sure it's because they did the science. There's where they do science. They figured out in reality that almost everybody who dies after the second vaccine or dies from the second vaccine dies in the first 24 to 48 hours. So 2 weeks is plenty of time for them to count everybody as unvaccinated. So now you've had the first vaccine and 30 days and the second vaccine, and if you drop dead now, they count you as unvaccinated. And I've never even seen any numbers for the booster, but I'd almost guarantee you that they're probably saying 2 weeks to a month after the booster, you count as unvaccinated. Because again, the people who die from the vaccine, most of them die very quickly after getting the vaccine. So now they're dying in the period that they count as unvaccinated after the first vaccine. And they die in the period that counts as unvaccinated after the second vaccine. And they die in the period that counts as unvaccinated after the third vaccine. But they're triple vaccinated. And they're counting you as unvaccinated. And you died after the third vaccine within a day. You're unvaccinated. So right off the bat, Nevada is lying. Just like the CDC lies about everything going on in the country from the vaccine. Nevada is lying unless the COVID germ and the vaccine act differently in the space of Nevada, in the geographic space of Nevada, than anywhere else in the world. They're lying, right? Studies show again and again all over the world that the more vaccinated you are, the higher the probability you'll get COVID, the higher probability you'll be hospitalized for COVID, and the higher probability you will die from COVID. Study after study shows that, proves that. I've got all the studies. Anybody who wants them, I'll say it to you just as I said it on the Alex Jones show the other day. I said, I've got all the studies that prove that COVID is a disaster. The COVID vaccine is the disaster. COVID is a bad cold. The COVID vaccine is a disaster and a deadly one at that. And I've got all the stats. I've compiled probably the most extensive, detailed list of studies from around the world proving that the COVID vaccine is a disaster and deadly. And I'll send it to anybody who wants it, wayneroot@gmail.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. And after the Alex Jones show, I had about 1,000 people who requested me to send them my detailed studies from around the world, and I sent it to every one of them. I don't think I missed one. I did it from 10 at night till 2 in the morning one day, a couple of days ago. And so I took 4 hours of my life, and I just clicked it off and sent it to everybody. And I'll do it for any of my listeners on the radio, too, wayneroot@gmail.com. And I will prove to you that the COVID vaccine is deadly. There's no possible way that they've proven how deadly it is in Portugal, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Israel, Great Britain, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, all these countries, Canada, all these countries all around the world that are heavily vaccinated, all the people with the vaccine have COVID, are hospitalized for COVID, and die for COVID. But in America, only in America, and only in Nevada, everybody who's vaccinated is great, and the unvaccinated are dying. Really? Really? You want me to believe that? Just like you wanted me to believe that, you know, we had a 10 p.m. curfew for a while, for 2.5 months in Nevada because the germ knows it's 10:01 and it doesn't attack anymore, or it does attack. You know, it doesn't attack before 10, but attacks after 10:01. How about the masks? You wear them into a restaurant, and then you sit down, you take them off, because the COVID germ is not at the level you're sitting. It's only at the level you're standing. And when you get up to go to the bathroom, you need the mask, because you were just sitting for an hour and a half eating without a mask. But when you stand up to go to the bathroom, you need a mask, because the COVID germ knew you were standing up. And don't forget, they banned live music at any restaurant, because the COVID germ likes music, and it comes in and kills you if there's music playing. And don't forget, at one point, Steve Sack of Crap Sisolak decided that you were limited to four people at a table. That kept you from getting COVID, because, God forbid, I have a family of four kids. So when I go out to eat, it's a family of six. We have to sit at two separate tables and far away from each other, because COVID knows it'll kill you if there's six at a table who happen to be your children. But if you separate from each other and make the little children sit far away and cry from the adults and be sad and lonely, that would mean that COVID wouldn't attack. So it's the same kind of thinking as the fact that in Nevada, only people who are unvaccinated are dying from COVID, while in the rest of the entire world, it's a fact. Like in Canada and in England and in Scotland, last 2 months, 93% of all deaths were triple vaccinated. So Nevada's different than the rest of the world.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn-Root, the root is on fire. Welcome back to Wayne Allyn-Root. We're on Unfiltered on USA Radio. And soon, as per my meeting this morning, a 5-day-a-week audio and video podcast is in the offing as one of the biggest networks in America. And soon, my new show on Real America's Voice, RAV, Real America's Voice, every weekend, one-hour TV show. And soon, a Monday through Friday TV show. Lots of things going on. Exhausting just talking about it. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I think all this is happening because there's no other host in America who understands, A, the communist takeover of the United States. There's a communist attack, and they're using communist tactics, and the old rules don't apply. And if you try and fight them with old rules, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. It's not going to work, and the country's going to be gone. So that's one. B, no one understands the election was stolen more and better than me. And explains it better than me, and see, and won't give it up, like a dog with a bone, like Bubba, my dog with a bone. I will not give it up, because you know why? I got to write a column about this. You can't give it up, because look at crime in America. It's out of control. Why is it out of control? Because you've got Soros-funded communist DAs who let every criminal out, and they commit crimes again and again and again because they never learn a lesson and they're out on the streets. And they know they'll be let go again and again and again. So without a deterrent, they all commit more crimes. If you don't punish all the people involved in the stolen 2020 election and you just let it go, they're going to steal again and again and again and again. And never learn a lesson and believe they have a license to steal. So, of course, you can't forget about the stolen 2020 election. And for those who want to see a really good debate, watch my debate. Go to rootforamerica.com and right near the front of the page. Let me see how far down it is. Root for America. Go to my site, rootforamerica.com. And hold on one second. There we go. And
My debate is right at the top of the page. There it is. Right at the top is my new debate. You'll see some ads when you get there, and you watch the ads for a couple seconds, and then the debate begins at Freedom Fest. It was last Saturday, just a few days ago, and I debated for almost an hour about the stolen 2020 election, and I destroyed the liberal on the stage, destroyed him. And the crowd booed him off the stage and gave me a standing ovation, and I won the debate by a mile. So go watch the way it should be debated when there's a stolen election. And the third reason I'm doing so well is because I'm the only guy in the country who's in your face about the vaccines. You know, Tucker Carlson's second to me on some of these issues, but I don't think he's ever come close to me on the vaccines because Fox won't let him. I'm sure it's in his contract that he can't because Fox makes literally tens of millions of dollars from Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and ads from big pharma companies. They won't let him attack the vaccines the way I do. They'll let him cast a few aspersions that they don't work that well. I think Tucker is very well known for saying the vaccines are a dramatic failure and lots of people who have been vaccinated are sick. I think he said that, but I don't think he's ever gone so far as to say it's killing lots and lots of people every day. I don't know, you know, he can't put up on the screen. There's a new guy today, a football, former football player, offensive lineman from Notre Dame. Dead. Gone. 35 years old, went for a jog, died of a heart attack. Did you ever hear of anything like this in history? Never. Has anything in history like this ever happened before? Left and right, athletes are dropping dead, ex-athletes dropping dead left and right. Paul Duncan's his name. Paul Duncan went for a jog and dropped dead at the age of 35. Wife and kids are in a state of, you know, shock. Of course he dropped dead. He got, I guarantee you, it's the vaccine. They're dropping dead in droves all, and again, let me give a caveat, an asterisk. Not everyone that I see and I ask questions of will turn out to be the vaccine. Some of them will turn out to be unvaccinated, I'm sure. Somewhere somebody's dropping dead at 35 years old, unexpected and suddenly, and they were not vaccinated. And somewhere is someone who was vaccinated and it had nothing to do with it because they, you know, they got cancer or heart disease long before the vaccine. So there are exceptions to the rule, but having said that, so many people have dropped dead lately in the news. Famous celebrities, famous athletes, famous actors, famous rock stars. Unbelievable. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they are willing to give you $15,000 in free silver, depending on what you buy. Again, that's the asterisk there. It depends on what you buy. But up to $15,000 in free silver. Nobody else is making that offer anywhere on radio or TV. Only for Wayne Root's customers. You got to say that you are a fan of Wayne Root and Wayne Root sent you. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now toll-free, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking Paxlovid for his COVID infection. Experts say the drug will likely help him to recover quickly. The president also posting a short video to his Twitter feed.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted. Symptoms are mild, and I really appreciate your inquiries and your concerns. But I'm doing well. I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm going to continue to get it done. And in the meantime, thanks for your concern, and keep the faith. It's going to be okay.
The latest border report shows a steady rise in illegal immigrants with ties to terrorism. 6 illegal immigrants were flagged for being on the terror watch list in June. That's far more than the 30 terror suspects arrested in the last 4 years combined. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We'll be right back.
the Roots on Fire. Welcome back to Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered. Can't fight a war like this anywhere else in the world other than the good old U.S. of A. I'm about as all-American as they come. And we've got another all-American guy on the line. His name is Jason Miller, CEO of Getter, new social media platform, a great alternative to big tech and Silicon Valley's Twitters and Facebooks and Instagrams and YouTubes. He's a former advisor to President Trump and a true blue conservative and all-American guy and a FOW, friend of Wayne. Jason Miller, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, how are you, my man? Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. So Elon Musk's lawsuit with Twitter, Twitter stock is now down 43% for the year. And I want to get your thoughts on what's happening exactly and whether that deal will ever through or is it officially done and how will it impact your company, Getter?
Yeah, great question. So I said from the beginning that anyone who supports free speech should be cheering on Elon Musk and what he's trying to do. He's trying to take on Twitter, trying to bring some sense of normalcy back to big tech. But I also said I don't see the deal going through because I don't think the terms are going to work. But then also, even if Elon Musk got control of Twitter, they are so triggered, they're so liberal. We saw where they had to put blockers in place to make sure that the coders and the engineers couldn't sabotage their own platform. They started attacking Musk personally. Just the culture's broken. You just can't fix what Twitter has to offer right now. But here's the thing. So I think Musk did a little bit of the leaping before he looked with regard to the terms on Twitter, and I think he's going to have to cough up some money. I don't know if it's going to be a billion, more than that. I can't imagine they go and force him to buy the company because they're going to view Twitter as a public utility and they're not going to want to break it. But here's the thing. All the Musk haters right now are out there saying Twitter schooled them. It's going to be a quick trial. It's coming up soon. Here's the deal. Twitter does not want to go to trial. If they have to start putting out information on discovery, whether it be bots, whether it be on political censorship, anything like that, that's bad news. I would look for Twitter to really put the squeeze on and try to settle this out of court.
Right, because Twitter, basically, I'll say this as an opinion guy, and this is my opinion, and it's an opinion show, but it seems to me, allegedly, that Twitter committed fraud. They have bots where they claim they have real people. And so he sniffed it out, Elon Musk. He forced them to act to lie and commit fraud, allegedly, and they did not disclose how many bots they've got, fake accounts they've got. Seems to me he's got them where he wants them, rather than them having him, or maybe they both have each other where they want each other. But both of them did some stuff that could get them both in trouble, no?
Well, you're exactly right. Here, I think, is the bigger thing, and it's kind of Musk said the quiet part out loud. Musk said that for Twitter to truly scale on the revenue side the way that he thinks they need to, that they need a quadruple, so a multiple of four of their current daily active user total. Now, that doesn't mean multiply by four their overall total followers, but it means of the daily active folks who need to multiply by four. That means a lot of people on the sidelines, people aren't using it. That's why some Musk complain and say, hey, Obama, come back. Hey, Justin Bieber, come back. We need to get you posting again. I think what Musk did was he's like, you know what? I can go ahead and extend myself. I want to own this. I'm not chasing CNN, not chasing failing New York Times. I'm chasing Twitter because I want to have a monopoly on the digital town square. But then he realized, uh-oh, I can't monetize this thing the way they want to. Just people aren't going to come back. Twitter's brand is broken.
Right. I mean, I think about Forrest Gump, right? You can't fix stupid. And so you're telling us these people are just triggered snowflakes and you can never change the way they act. They've all been destroyed by the communist public school system and the communist college system of America. They're all Marxists and there's nothing you can do about it. And so the worst of the worst go to work at a Twitter. What can you do about it? It doesn't matter if a good guy owns it. You're going to have to deal with all these crazy people and they're just undealable. That's the problem.
No, you're exactly right. The one thing that I'm surprised with Musk, for as much of an innovator as he is, he was really fixated on trying to get control of Twitter, and even his reforms, though, were kind of nibbling around the edges. Maybe we'll charge you an extra couple bucks a month for Twitter Blue or something like that. When you take a look at the numbers of the 18 and under people who have Twitter, who have Facebook, those numbers have fallen through the floor. Everything for the younger folks now are the short video formats, whether that's the TikTok, the Instagram Reels, even Snapchat, which still even they can't figure out how to truly be profitable, but they still have a lot of young people signing up. That's where with Getter, how we went and introduced Vision, our short video competitor, it's definitely not something that, say, the 45 and 50 and the 55 crowd are going to go and grab. But when you look at the younger users, that's where I'm surprised that Musk didn't focus and say, here's how you go and increase the daily active users, add a Instagram or add a TikTok feature to Twitter to try to pull some of these people in. But you know what? It's not my job to coach Twitter. So I'm kind of glad that it's blown up, but it is a bad day for free speech.
I see here on the notes one of the things you wanted to talk about was an update on the social media collusion lawsuit against the Biden administration. Is that different than the lawsuit Trump has against Twitter and social media? You're talking about two different things here?
Yeah, absolutely. So this one is really fascinating because nobody's covering it because, again, Trump isn't in the headline. But this one actually has a real chance to go and make some waves here. So you have Attorney General Schmidt from Missouri. You have Attorney General Landry from Louisiana. They have sued the Biden administration and big tech, saying that they colluded to silence right-of-center voices to go and say that they're trying to get people kicked off of social media, and they were just granted discovery to start going into this. Now, we knew that Circle Back Psaki was standing up there from the podium saying, if you've been kicked off of one platform, you should be kicked off of all the social media platforms, and we knew that they were making recommendations as far as anyone who raised any questions about vaccine effectiveness or any side effects, things of that nature. But everyone just kind of swept it under the rug and said, oh, who cares? But I tell you, Schmidt and Landry, what they're doing here, Wayne, this is a really big deal. They're going to get discovery. This is going to get real problematic for the Biden administration and for big tech.
Right. And the one, what about Trump's? You think that one's a fruitless lawsuit where Trump is suing Twitter and suing big tech for censorship? That one you think is kind of a fruitless one?
That one probably doesn't make it for the simple fact that as a private company, the way they have these set up, they can pretty much do what they want. Here is how we address that. We need to reform Section 230. This is one where, now that I'm a CEO of a social media company, I don't want to get rid of 230, because what that is, just for anyone who's not a total nerd like me, back in 1996 when they had the Communications Decency Act, one of the provisions was Section 230, which said if you're a platform, back then it was talking about AOL blogs, but if you're a platform, then you're not going to be held legally liable for anything that's posted on your platform, as long as, say, if it's illegal, if you make the effort to take it down or some of that nature. But here's where I think it has to be reformed, Wayne, is anyone who wants that legal immunity, they cannot practice political discrimination in picking winners and losers in the free speech debate. It's that simple. Everyone gets treated the same. It doesn't matter what your ideology is. If you have no ideology, you can't say, well, I'll give you free speech if you agree with me, but if not, then you're out of luck.
And you know what I think? I think that because we have civil rights laws in America that say, you know, you as a landlord, you as a business owner, you as a restaurant owner, as far as serving people, you can't say because you're black, I won't serve you. Because you're Muslim, I won't serve you. Because you're a woman or because you're gay, I won't serve you. So those classes are all protected. I just think Republicans need to add to the Civil Rights Amendment political persuasion. No one should be allowed to say, I'm not going to rent you because you're a Republican. No one should be able to say, I will not allow you on my Twitter platform because you have a different view than we do. I think you've just got to add political to all the other civil rights designations, white, black, age. You can't, be prejudiced against someone or biased because their age. You can't be because their sex. You can't be because their sexual orientation. And you shouldn't be because their political orientation. Someone shouldn't be allowed to ban me because I'm a Republican.
No, you're exactly right, and especially as we talk about the whole nature of cancel culture, people not being able to go to restaurants, people not being able to congregate or do group activities, or people being deplatformed from their financial institutions, which is nuts. I mean, take a look at Mike Lindell, for example, the fact that his bank in Minnesota that he'd been with for 20 or 30 years kicked him off. I mean, if there's nothing that's – I can't imagine anything more un-American than just kicking someone off of their bank because, well, we don't – like you, because of your politics. But again, if you go right to Section 230 and say that you lose that legal immunity if you're using different political standards to hold people accountable or to do your moderation platform, they will change immediately because being a publisher as opposed to a platform means that they can be held liable for every single word on the platform. They'd shut down in 5 minutes. That is the easiest, quickest fix to get these guys' heads screwed on straight.
There you go. Last topic, and then we're on the run. Got about a minute to go, but Biden tests positive for COVID today, as in President Biden. Yet he's not only triple vaxxed. It's here in the notes. He's triple vaxxed. He's quadruple vaxxed. He says he's had two shots and two boosters. So quadruple vaxxed. And I know that your point was, what does that say about the severity of COVID? If Biden can survive it, then anybody can. But I see a different lesson here. The lesson is that the vaccine just doesn't work. It's a total failure. I mean, if I told you, you should take a polio vaccine and don't worry about it. You're just going to get, you know, no feeling in your legs. You're going to get polio. But that means the vaccine's working. You wouldn't be too happy about that. It seems like everyone I know who's got COVID got the COVID vaccine. I think the vaccine is pretty much worthless.
You know, here's my frustration, that when government officials lie to the public, that makes me angrier than anything. And when you go back to the vax card that was passed out back at the beginning when they first started doing vaccinations, they had essentially shot one, shot two, and then they had two additional lines for other. So they had four lines that were on there. And they knew at the time that just the vaccine wasn't going to do the trick, that just a booster wasn't going to do the trick, that you're going to continually have to go back and get shots. And even then, it's not going to prevent you from, say, from getting it. Just maybe it might not be as severe. But certain people, however, have already been shown to have certain side effects. And
Lots of side effects. Hey, Jason, we're on the way out. We got to run, but it was great. Always great chatting with you. Jason Miller, CEO of Getter, which is my new favorite media platform, Getter.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Help me. I've got the IRA in my ear. My board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan. Can you get a more Irish name than that? O'Sullivan?
Hey.
He's having the IRA, the Irish Republican Army in my ear.
And you may not know this. My middle name is Kennedy. So,
oh, yeah. My God.
It's a full Monty. Right?
Chris Kennedy O'Sullivan?
Christopher Kennedy O'Sullivan.
Oh, my God. That's like if my name was Shlomo. Could you get more Irish? Could you get more Jewish? Shlomo matzo ball root. Oh, my God. All right. Let's get on to the more important stuff. So let's leave the IRA in the rearview mirror, okay? It's old news, okay? Dr. Birx admits she and Fauci made up the science on lockdowns and social distancing. I touched on this in two segments ago, but I never got to actually read the story. So I just think she made stunning admissions in her new book. Stunning admissions. Birx admitted in her new book, let's go down the list, she and Dr. Anthony Fauci were essentially shooting from the hip when it came to national directives such as 2 weeks to stop the spread and social distancing requirements. Birx admitted to literally making things up. We were lying to the president and to the American people about their COVID protocols. They were lying. When the first lie was 15 days to stop the spread, and Birx writes, no sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of the two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it. So that 15 days to slow the spread was really just a complete lie to get their hooks into us so they could lock us down for as long as they wanted. And if you dare to leave your house, Birx told us, the only way to be safe was to social distance. She didn't know that. He even writes, I had settled on 10 feet, knowing even that was too many, but I figured 10 would at least be palatable for most Americans, high enough to allow for most gatherings of immediate family, but not enough for large dinner parties and, critically, large weddings, birthday parties, and other mass social events. That's called lying, and that's called just making up science. She didn't know what the amount of feet was, the correct amount of feet. She committed scientific fraud and misled the president and misled the nation into unnecessary lockdowns and restrictions based on her false presumption that the virus spread among healthy people, as opposed to the fact that the virus spread if you had a mask, virus spread if you were locked down, and the virus spread if you were vaccinated. She's a liar. And she admits it in writing. Liberals get away with anything and everything. Conservatives get away with nothing. Same thing with today. Biden says, I've got COVID. We know he's always masked. We know that he's vaccinated four times, or at least that's what he claims. And yet MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS all react to Biden admitting that even though he's masked and even though he's quadruple vaccinated, he's got COVID. And their response is that we should have new masking restrictions and new COVID booster shot mandates. Does that make any sense at all? Of course not. Nothing makes any sense. We live in a mass psychosis world. They're brainwashing people. Are they like a magician, like David Copperfield? Have they got a little watch in their hand? They're spinning it back and forth, and you're watching it, and you're getting completely going into a trance? Is that what's going on? Because the last I checked, the fact that he's quadruple vaccinated and he's got COVID is proof the vaccine does not work. But they just lie and lie. Dr. Alok Patel, medical contributor for ABC News. Can I say this out loud? All of you idiots, all of you communist, radical, extremist morons at Media Matters, supported by the worst communist in the whole world. I mean, it's just a joke. It's just an absolute joke. But all I could, George Soros, I was referring to, of course, is the worst communist in the whole world. He's just a communist tyrant and a Jew who backstabbed his own people, and I'm Jewish, so I know. He literally turned Jews into the Nazis during the Holocaust, and they took their teeth, their gold teeth, they took their belongings, they took their homes, they took their clothes, they took whatever they had. Because George Soros turned them in, and he's the guy that backs with money. He backs Media Matters, and of course, Right Wing Watch, another bunch of loony leftists that listen to me all the time and take every word I say and grab it and try and take it out of context. So please take this one in context. Dr. Alok Patel is the medical contributor for ABC News. I beg you to set up a debate with him and Wayne Root. I beg you. It could be on this show. It could be on national TV. It could be in front of a big audience like Freedom Fest. I'm dying to debate a doctor, an MD. Write it down. Wayne Root didn't go to medical school. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be a doctor. I'm proud I'm not a doctor. After everything that just happened with COVID, I'm thrilled I'm not a doctor. I feel bad for doctors. They've destroyed their own names. They're liars and frauds. They went along with anything the FDA says. It's embarrassing. But I want to debate one of these doctors, medical experts for the government or for media. I'll destroy them. I want to debate them about the COVID vaccine. I will destroy them. Kyle LeBrew, by the way, sponsor of this last segment of hour number two. Strong, unapologetic conservative running for Congress. Missouri's CD4, 4th Congressional District. He is a fantastic America First conservative, a Donald Trump conservative. He says we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need great Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Support Kyle LeBrew, no matter where you are in the country. If you're listening in Vegas right now, wherever you are listening to Wayne Root's voice, go to KyleLeBrew.com, click the contribute button, and give him a few bucks. In the name of Wayne Root, KyleLeBrew.com, friend of the show, friend of mine, great guy running for U.S. Congress, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress, KyleLeBrew.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.